Welcome to the JS Tax Corporation 36 Chambers of Tax Minimization Strategies. My name is Jamal Crypto J. Solomon, founder of JS Tax Corporation. The goal of this podcast series is to give you real tax advice in 7 minutes or less. Here's my Source Awards pitch to you. Any taxpayer out there that want to be tax savvy and want to stay a star and don't want to have to worry about the tax accountant trying to be all in the TikTok videos, all on YouTube, dancing, come to JS Tax Corporation. Let's go. Today's tax minimization strategy that we will be discussing is writing off bad debts. Now, listen, guys, we're not talking about personal debt. We're not talking about debt that you owe old Uncle Bob or Aunt Jill. We're talking about business debt, all right? So let that be known. We are not talking about personal debt. We are talking about business bad debts, you know, because sometimes as personal, we make some bad debts, but hey, unfortunately, that is not deductible. As a business owner, you may sell products or services to customers on credit. For example, you may invoice clients and give them about 15, 30 days to apply to pay. When you deliver the goods or services, you may want to keep on trying to chase after them, hoping that they pay you. I have situations that I was chasing after people for a mighty long time, hoping that one day they might find it in their heart to pay their liability to me and to pay their debt to me. Let me tell you something, guys. Most times in those situations, they're not going to pay. So it is what it is. It's just some people like that in this world. Now, you may be thinking, I'm going to keep on going because I deserve the money. But listen, for tax purposes, that may not be the most advantageous approach for taxes. At the end of each year, tax year, review your accounts with, I guess, if you have an accounts payable department, a tax accountant, a bookkeeper, review your accounts, including past due invoices and loans you may have made to employees or vendors, and consider whether they should be written off as a bad debt. Writing these debts off can help you offset what you owe on your taxes and reduce your overall tax obligation. So, long story short, there is a deduction for these type of bad debts that you get to people, as long as you know is a legitimate business debt, because as I always say, guys, we are not about tax evasion. We are not about tax avoidance. We're all about making sure that you pay the right amount of taxes, not give the government too much taxes. So there's actually a line item on business tax returns called bad debt. But here's the deal, guys. It is very important to note that this applies only to accrual basis taxpayers only. So if you're cash basis, you cannot apply for this. An accrual method basically allows you to report income in the year it is earned and expenses in the year they are incurred. That's the most important thing. Now, with cash method, which you can't deduct bad debt in, you must report any money you receive and any expenses you incurred in the year you pay them. All right? So a lot of times I found out that, you know, people is trying to deduct bad debt. However, it's really not the case because they are a cash basis taxpayer. So it's very important not to assume that your tax accountant is checking the right box or you're on the same page. You really want to have that conversation with your tax accountant and say, hey, listen, let's talk about whether or not I want to report myself as cash or accrual basis. That's very important. You can't flip-flop all the time, or you can't. Or you would have to ask the IRS permission to change. So writing off this bad debt, guys, some two most important things is it's for business debt, not personal debt. And also the second most important thing to understand about this is that you have to be a accrual basis taxpayer, right? So if you check off those two boxes, have a wonderful conversation with a tax consultant, your tax accountant, the bookkeeper, whoever accounts the payable, whoever's doing your books, and making sure that you are not losing out on this wonderful deduction. Because listen, there are some people in this world, unfortunately, that will not pay you for your services. That is a bad debt. You are not getting that money. And the IRS understands that this does happen, and this is a legitimate deduction. All right? Until next time, guys. Protons, electrons always causes explosions.